This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 234 for Thursday, January 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Thursday in what's currently a bullish market, says an analyst. At the final settlement, the March canola contract gained $7.30 at $637.40 per ton, and the May contract advances $6.50 at $646.30 per ton. An analyst warns canola has a very confusing future ahead of it, with tariff threats from the United States and China, plus uncertainty over U.S. biofuel tax credits. Meanwhile, the analyst stresses that with the current pace of Canada's canola exports and domestic use, that price rationing will be required. That said, canola is deriving support today from increases in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, plus European rapeseed, but Malaysian palm oil is lower. Declines in crude oil are putting some pressure on the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Thursday afternoon, with the loonie rising to 69 and 2/3 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 69.59. There are growing concerns in the U.S. regarding the biofuel industry as the incoming secretaries for agriculture and energy, plus the new head of the Environmental Protection Agency, are said to be anti-biofuel. Concerns are this could lead to the end of biofuel tax credits. With a severe storm along the U.S. Gulf Coast, ADM declared a force majeure as it's unable to load grain vessels. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports weekly ethanol production is just short of 1.1 million barrels per day, higher than what analysts projected. In Argentina, the weather forecast calls for above normal temperatures for at least the next 2 weeks, probably longer. That's likely to reduce Argentina's soybean and corn production. The Brazilian Ag Ministry says China's halt of its soybean purchases from five Brazil companies is due to pesticides and insects. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday afternoon. The March contract advances 9.5 cents at 10.65.5 per bushel. March soy oil adds more than 0.6 cents at 45.04 cents per pound. March soy meal turns around to dip 50 cents at $315.30 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn is up 5.5 cents at $4.90 per bushel. March oats and choppy trading add 0.75 cents at $3.67. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March unchanged at $5.54. Kansas City March loses 4 cents at $5.71. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 1.5 cents at $6.05. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, January 22nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.